Yerushalmi Kelaim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Lamates. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amad Aleph in the fourth line. Man Kayamin. Man Kayamin. Ibn Miskaven Levdik Afilu Beim Sasa Dei Muta. Im B'Sheinu Miskaven Levdik Lameli Zerapishtan Afilu Shah Kol Aminim. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that if he's growing wheat and his neighbor is also growing it at the border, he may make a row of only of flax. What's the case if he intends it to test the field? Even in the middle of the field will be permitted, and if not, why only flax, but no other species? The Gemara answers he intended to test it. Rav Yosi wasn't concerned for Ma'asa Ayin, and the Rabbanon were concerned. Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zeira, Rav Shimon he, Rav Shimon Amar ein adam mekadosh davar she'inoy shaloi. Rav Shmuel, quoting Rav Zeira, says that the Mishnah that taught Rav Shimon permitted both flax and other species is because Rav Shimon holds that a person cannot prohibit another person's item. Rav Amar ein adam chevish davar she'inoy shaloi, and according to Rav, if one's wheat is surrounded by barley, it prohibits, but if the barley belongs to another person, it does not prohibit, because a person cannot surround and thereby prohibit something that's not his. The only concern would be Ma'asa Ayin, which doesn't apply when he's planting to test. Amar B'yona, Asya, the Rav, Kerub Shimon, Kamad Rav Shimon, Amar Ein Adam, Makadish Dava Shein Shaloi, Kain, Rav Amar Ein Adam, Chavish Dava Shein Shaloi, Boram Kravonon, Loi Asya. Rav B'yona says that Rav follows Rav Shimon, who holds that one cannot prohibit that which is not his. However, the Ravonon hold that for species other than flax, there's still a prohibition because of Ma'asa Ayin.